Washingtonians are parsing the state budget passed last week by a divided legislature. It adds $1.8 billion for basic education over the next 2 years. A big chunk of that comes from the closure of a so-called extractive fuel loophole, which is one of several new policies that many environmentally progressive groups like. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Eric DePlace is an energy and climate policy analyst at the Seattle-based Sightline Institute. From his perspective, the new state budget is mostly good news.
I think on net, the budget was a win for the environment and a win for the climate.
Topping the list of positives, DePlace says, is the closure of a decades-old tax loophole that had benefited oil refineries.
It was a tax loophole that was originally designed to benefit timber mills, and oil industry came into the state later on and exploited that tax loophole to take 98% of the benefit. That loophole is now closed with a benefit of about $52 million for Washington schools.
Another positive, he says, is that incentives for consumers to invest in solar power aren't ending abruptly as feared. Instead, a new statewide pool of up to $110 million is available to support residential, commercial, utility-scale, and community solar projects at lower rates. But the new budget does not put a price on already capped carbon emissions, which many clean energy boosters say is a miss. The nonprofit Carbon Washington is gearing up to put another statewide carbon tax initiative before voters in 2018. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.